Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1129. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Amar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe and Lerefuah Shlema Chana Bas Esther Malka. Lerefuah Shlema Yosef Chaim Ben Libar Nina and Lerefuah Shlema Hilna Bas Freidel. Getting back to a malach of tzad trapping. So we're in the middle of talking about what to do if a fly flies into a utensil, if a fly flies into a closet, into a room, into a cabinet. Sometimes gets stuck in between a window with a screen and these type of things. So could we close the window and so on? So we established the fact in a room, no problem, right? A fly flies into a room, you want to close the door to a room. We're not talking about a case in time where you want to trap it. You're not looking to trap it. You just want to close the door and that's it. And there's a question of a psychration. It's going to happen automatically. It'll get trapped. So over here in a room, we said is no problem. In a large closet, we also said is no problem for various different reasons, which we discussed the previous year. In a larger closet, if the fly's there, I mean, if you could, you try and swipe, chase him away. But if you can't, you're allowed to still close the door to a larger closet. The Mishnah Berurah explained to us. So let's talk a minute about, what about a window? Right? I have a window and there's a fly in between the screen. I have the outside screen, let's say, and I have the inside window. So now it's cold. Let's say it's cold, right? And I want to close the window. One second. If I close the window, the fly is flying around in between the screen and the window. Now, if I close the window, I'm trapping the fly in between the window and the screen. So first of all, we establish the fact that the fly is it's not a type of a creature that's normally trapped for its usage, which makes it a drabanan to begin with. Which doesn't mean you're allowed to do a drabanan. Of course, we can't do drabanans. We can't be over drabanans, but it brings it down a level so we could work with it. So to start off, let's say if a person is cold, brings down the sefer mocha and l'shiftecha. Interesting that if this fly is trapped in between the window and the screen, and it's a cold day, and I just want to close the window, so I shouldn't be cold. So he brings from in ois ches at in shin tezayim, which is our simin. Of course, he brings the piskei halacha. He goes through, of course, in the great details in the middle, but the end he brings his Piskei Dinim on Simon Shin Tes Zion, beautiful stuff. And he says in Ois Ches, he says like this, that we learned, we talked and spoke about it, the Mishnah Berurah, the Das of the Mishnah Berurah, the Hokel, the Eis HaKor, when it's cold, right? I think if I remember correctly, Ofen the Chai Yodam, the Mishnah Berurah brought down, when it's cold. And let's say a bird flew into the house. So the question is, if you're closing now the windows, and not talking about a fly now, we're talking about a regular bird. Now, if you're closing the windows, you're going to be trapping it, but it's not a derisive of trapping. Birds are minonitzin, of course, right? Birds are trapped and they're used and so on. But over here, it's a question of, you can't really catch it in one swipe, so it's a question of a drabonon, right? Because if you close the window, you still can catch a bird, a regular bird flying around the room. It's not going to be so easy to catch. So the Mishnah Berurah brought down, that's the Mishnah Berurah, lahokel be'eis hakor, lisgar hachalonos, af sheyesh oif bebayis, even though there's a bird flying around in the house, right? But it's cold, so I want to close the window, so we said that would still be fine. I mean, most people are going to want to chase out the bird out the window, right? Obviously, you want to chase him out. We said to chase out the bird, chase out the fly, that's not the question. The question is trapping him inside, closing the window and trapping him inside. So you want to chase him out. But I can't chase him out, but it's cold, I got to close the window. So we said that would still be okay. Kaven de Einem is Chavin Letzida. Since I don't have in mind to trap the bird, I'm not looking to trap the bird, obviously. I'm looking to close the window. V'sogroi rak mipnei akor. So why are you closing the window? Because it's cold. I got to close the window, it's cold. But I don't want to trap the bird opposite. I want to get rid of the bird. If I could, right? So in conjunction with that, brings down the Sefer Machal Shivtach in Ois Chof, when he talks about this fly that's caught in between the screen and the window. So if I want to close the window, we'll see that it's not a problem, but to start off with, if it's cold, he says, also Lizgar Achalai, we'll talk about it. Afila in Mischam Letzida, Chutz B'makayim Tzina. But if it's taka cold, so like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, when the bird flies in, so this would be similar to the same type of a case, right? It's we say Akol Choylem Eitzel Tzina, that's another heter, which is that we say there's such a concept of the hakol choyle mezupsim that people are considered like a choyle, like a sick person when it's cold. So that's an easier case. It's cold, you want to close the window, and you can't, we're talking about where you can't chase away the fly. Best thing is try and chase away the fly. You can't kill it. Again, you're not allowed to kill it, but you can't chase it away. And so you try and chase it away. You can't chase it away. It's just not leaving. Sometimes you try and, chase these flies. You give a swipe or whatever. It just jumps up, jumps down. So it's very hard sometimes. If it's cold, so what are you going to do? You're allowed to close the window because of those reasons that we spoke about. But then he says, he goes further and he says, Zavuv, Shehu, Bein Reshes Hachaloin, Las Chuches. But he said, let's say a regular case. Good, it's a nice day outside, right? It's not a question of cold. It's nice, but I want to close the window, right? It's nice outside, but I'm cold, closing the window because, I don't have a mind to trap the fly. But I want to close the window for whatever the reason is. Not a question of cold. I just want to have the window closed. I don't like the dust coming in, maybe. I don't know, right? I don't like a lot of times I've seen in the past. Sometimes you open the window and then there's a lot of dust outside or whatever. So he says, "Zavuv shehu bein reshes hachaloyin lazachuches v'aliday sekiris hachaloyin yia nitzay tsham." Oh, so now if you go ahead and close the window, right? It's going to be this fly is going to get trapped in between the. You're not going to kill it, but it's flying around. It's going to be trapped in between the window and the screen. Im ein revach gadol. Oh, so he says, if it's not a big space bein hazachuches l'reshes between the window and the screen, right? The ainu. What do we mean by a lot of space? If remember, keep in mind that could I stick my hand in and like grab it in one swipe? Right, that's the category of knowing if it's considered trapped or not. Let's say I would stick it's closed, and now I stick my hand in, and I'll be able to catch it in one swipe. Let's say it's a small enough space. He could put his hand in. I could. Catch the fly. It's a small enough place. I just stick in my hand and I give a catch and I got it. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, but if you, let's say on, during the week, it's a small enough space whereby if I stick my hand and I just grab it, right, then it's not a big deal. The fly can run away. So then you have a problem. Then it's taka also. If that's a small enough of a place, then it's taka also liska rechaloin afilo enim eschavim letzida. Even though one does not have a mind to trap it, I don't have a mind. If you have a mind to trap it, let's say for example, I want to make sure this fly doesn't bother me, right? So what do I do? Let's say the fly is flying around between the window and the screen. So it's Shabbos. I know that I can't kill it on Shabbos. So I'll close the window and I want to trap it. And like this after Shabbos, I'll open the window and I'll spray it and I'll kill it, whatever. I'll use my fly swatter, whatever it is. I'll kill it and I'll make sure that the fly, you know what I mean? The fly is gone and that's it. I know I can't kill it on Shabbos, so I'll wait till after Shabbos. But how am I going to make sure that he doesn't fly into my house or whatever? So I'll close the window and make sure that he's trapped. Oh, so that for sure you can't do. Even though the fly is a Rabbanon, it's a Eina Mina Nitzai, it's not the type of creature that's usually caught. But over here, a person's Beschaven. I have a mind to trap the fly so that I'll be able to kill it or whatever I'm going to do with it after Shabbos. I want to get rid of it. But if you don't have a mind to kill the fly, right? I don't have a mind to kill the fly. I don't have a mind to capture the fly. I just want to close the window. The dust shouldn't come in or whatever. Right? If it's cold, so then we said it's okay. But I don't have, I'm doing it for a different reason. Whatever. It's not a question of cold. I just want to make sure the place is clean. I don't want to have the window open. But I don't have a mind to trap it. But so still it's a psikresha on a drabonin, which you have to be careful. You can't do a psikresha on a drabonin unless there's certain conditions, which as we go down the line, we'll try and discuss them. But over here, if a person could catch the fly in small enough space in one swipe, right, in one catch, so then you have to be careful. Then it's also liskar achaloin afilu einem ischavin letzida. Even though a person doesn't have a mind to trap it and it's that small of a space, one has to be careful not to be able to close the window. So obviously the other way around. If let's say it's a big space, for whatever reason, it's a big space in between, and if I stick my hand in or I try and catch it, it's gonna be a while till I capture it. It's for whatever reason, just because it's between a window and a screen doesn't mean it's always small. Sometimes it's a very big space or a bigger house or bigger, it's hard to describe every single situation. But if it's a larger place whereby, again, the gather is the understanding of this halacha is if I stick in my hand, won't be able to catch it. It's going to take me time. I have to, play tricks, as they say, tahbula is right, to try and get it to fly here, fly there, to land, I'll cap. So then it's already And then it's already much easier to be able to close the window because, number one, it's eni min hanitzei. Number two, you don't have whereby it's in one swipe, right? I won't be able to capture it in one swipe. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah said. In those cases, it would be easier. And also, I don't have a mind. Also, on the fly, I don't have a mind, like we said, to capture it. It's eni mischav. And also, you could throw in there, like we said last time, the tour, even though we don't hold like that, but lemaisa, the tour is brought down in the Ramah, even though we don't hold like that, that since by a fly, okay, I'm talking about by a fly. It's this quick-moving thing. If I open up the window, he flies away, right? So as soon as I open, he flies away. So he's not really considered trapped, lefid the tour. Even though we don't paskel like that, but it's a third sniff leheter in this situation to be able to close the window. So let's just sum up what we have today. If it's cold and the fly is there, so if as long as you don't have a mind to trap it. If you have a mind to trap it so you could get rid of it after Shabbos, you can't do it. That you're not allowed to do. But if it's cold and you don't have a mind to trap it, so then just to close the window, so it shouldn't be cold, we said that's okay. And if it's a small enough, so let's say it's not cold, it's a nice day, whatever, but you just want to close the window for whatever reason. If it's a small enough place whereby I could just, with one grab, one snatch, I could grab the fly, so then I would not be able to close the window because of, even though I don't have a mind to capture it, because of the fact that it's a small enough place. But if it's a big space, whereby if I try to capture the fly, it's gonna fly all over, right, even though it's in between the window and the screen, but it's a large area, right, let's say in such a case, so then we said, those instances will be okay to close the window, need be. You always wanna try and swipe it away. Way to get it to run away, but if you can't in those situations, for whatever reason, first it feels they have to close a window, large area, you can't catch it in one swipe, right, and it's a fly, and we have the tour we spoke about and so on, it would be easier to close the window. Thank you for listening. Aslochem Racha Kol Tov.